Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dr. Bob Peoples. Bob, how you doing?
Kemp, good morning. I'm doing great, and it's sure nice to be talking to you.
It's good to be with you. I wanted to talk to you. We just ran the news last week that you are taking a job that you've had before. You will become the executive director for CARE. So welcome back.
Well, thanks very much. It's great to be back, I'll tell you. There's some great people as part of this organization, and I enjoyed working with them in the past, and I'm looking forward to working with them in the future.
All right, before we get into the details, let's just cover your past. As I mentioned, you were the first head of CARE right when it started. I think those dates were somewhere between 2004 and 2008. But prior to that, I know that you do have a doctorate degree in chemistry, and you worked with Solutia most of your life, right?
Yeah, actually, I started with Monsanto in the intermediates area of the nylon division way back in 1979, and moved from there up to the fibers and the polymers area and spent a number of years on the carpet side of the house. Went off to St. Louis, did a corporate assignment, came back to the carpet industry, and we spun off from Monsanto in September of 1997, so I continued on as the head of nylon technology in that capacity. When the company went bankrupt in December of 2003, I left the company and had the opportunity, having spent several years working with what was the negotiations that led up to the CARE organization, and then basically serving as de facto and a non-official executive director of CARE, was offered the opportunity to be the first executive director of CARE in 2004.
And CARE, most people should know that it stands for Carpet America Recovery Effort, and its primary goal is to try to minimize the amount of carpet that ends up in the nation's landfills, right?
That's correct.
And so when do you take over as head?
Well, I guess officially it's the end of August. I'll be back on board.
Let's talk about right now. You're working with the
American Chemical Society Green Chemistry Institute, where I've been a member for over 35 years. And the ACS is the largest professional scientific society in the world with more than 164,000 members.
So you've been doing that for several years. You're living in Washington now. Will you move back toward the Dalton area?
Well, yeah, actually, I moved up to Washington 4.5 years ago, spent a year up here, was unable to sell my house in Atlanta, so moved back to Atlanta, and I've been commuting for the last 3.5 years.
Okay. So you'll maintain your home in Atlanta?
Yes, sir. Okay. I'll be down there. It'd be nice to be able to get reacquainted with my wife after spending 4 or 5 nights a week on the road.
So what made you make the decision to come back to CARE?
Oh, that's a great question, Kemp, I'll tell you. It wasn't an easy decision to leave the ACS Green Chemistry Institute. Like CARE, the work we do here is really incredibly important to the future. And like many of us, I think things have changed quite dramatically in 2008. I have a great passion for CARE, and having been a founding board member and then the first executive director, when I heard Georgina was leaving, it just made a lot of sense. And I got a number of phone calls pretty quickly. I would tell you I've kept in close contact with many of my CARE colleagues and the carpet industry in general. So it's very exciting to be back home. Kind of a lot of factors go into making a decision like this. And let's face it, Washington can be a tough place to operate. And I hope that I can bring some of my learnings back to help advance the mission of CARE. My understanding is Georgina Sikorsky did an excellent job with the CARE organization and its members. And I know she's going to be missed. She's created some big expectations to be filled.
Okay, so just to summarize what you just said, Washington's okay. You love the South. You want to get back. You want to be closer to your wife. And you consider this to continue to be a challenge for you, right?
Oh, I'd like a challenge, Kemp. I like to learn new things. I like to tackle challenges. And I don't like the routine and the mundane. And my experience at CARE in the past and what I expect it to be in the future is every day is going to be an adventure.
We've always said that this flooring industry is like a tar baby. It's hard to get out of it. But
well, there's a lot of truth to that, I suspect.
Yeah. All right. You know, CARE has changed a lot since you left it. You know, this whole AB 2398 came out. It's got a lot more members. Talk a little bit about how it's changed since you were here last.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm impressed and I'm proud of the progress that CARE has made over the last 4.5 years. And I should point out that it's been during some very tough economic times, as your listeners well know. You know, the diversion growth has been significant, and the cumulative diversion since 2002 when we started now exceeds 2 billion pounds. So I look at that as making a real difference. And you referenced AB 2398. That's a pretty exciting initiative, which was really just something that was a concept back in the days when I was leaving the organization. And I know a lot of other states are looking at this and considering similar actions. And I certainly need to come up to speed on this program quickly. And I'm hopeful that the California model will be adopted in other places where this is being considered.
Okay.
I think it's probably worth saying that it would be nice if we could avoid a patchwork of different programs, which add, a lot of complexity, bureaucracy, confusion, and cost in terms of administration. So hopefully we can find some common ground, and I hope to be able to play a role in achieving that kind of an outcome.
What do you think the key challenges that the organization faces?
Given the fact that I've not officially taken the helm yet, I think it's a bit premature for me to speculate too much in this area.
Yeah.
But I think it's also clear that every industry right now is facing a lot of uncertainty, mm-hmm. both political and economic uncertainty. And it's driven by, concerns around lethargic growth prospects in our markets, high unemployment, which is a drag on the economy, uncertainty around the European Union debt crisis. They all combine to make this a tough environment to operate in. I think the next few years is going to really require a careful and steady hand on the tiller as we navigate a tenuous recovery. The other point I would like to make is that, kind of one size does not fit all. We have a variety of technologies, products, and markets for post-consumer carbon. I think one of the challenges is to figure out how to focus on getting our economics right, getting the right products into the right sectors, and get us heading in the right direction. So I think CARE has made some amazing progress in all these areas in recent years.
We look forward to getting you back. When you get down here, be sure and give us a call. We expect that to be, I guess, at the beginning of September, right?
That sounds good.
Again, we've been talking to Dr. Bob Peoples, who's the returning executive director of CARE, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.